And now...
What's occurring?
Greg James is our celebrity player today.
I enjoyed Kutsky yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was good.
He was good. He's a bit nervous, I think.
No, I'm a big fan of Kutsky.
Yeah.
He's sort of, his music is not what I'd normally go for, but he makes it quite accessible.
Yeah.
He's done a few bits of my show and I quite...
He takes it hard.
He does definitely do that.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Good.
How was your dinner that you made for your folks yesterday?
Well, it didn't go as badly as it's gone before because we didn't have to get a takeaway.
Yeah.
But my mum has agreed that she's cooking tonight.
Oh, right. So it didn't go as well as planned.
No, it wasn't that popular, I'm not going to lie.
And... did you announce your dish as chicken binet?
I did. Announce it as chicken binet.
Chicken binet.
Yeah.
Which, of course, was one of our listener suggestions, chicken binet.
Yeah.
Binet.
I did think about emailing you a picture of it because it does look quite horrendous.
Right. Was it not a taste sensation?
Well, no.
Oh, well, at least your mum's cooking tonight.
Yeah.
When you said this is called chicken binet, did she question that at all? Or she was like, oh, that's nice.
No, I think she's just sort of used to weird things that I say, so she's just like, yeah, okay.
To be honest, you mixed a load of crap up there. Like, how is that ever going to work?
I know.
Don't just throw it all in a pan.
Kind of like straightforward, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry it wasn't a success. Say hello to Greg James.
Hi, Greg.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to roll.
Let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one. We were talking yesterday on the show about how sometimes it's your mum or a relative. They'll make a dish which is really normal, like macaroni cheese, but they'll give it some kind of fancy name to make it sound a little bit more exotic than it actually is. Like Jean, Stacey's mum, in EastEnders the other night.
Sausage surprise!
Just your regular toad in the hole, that was, really.
Sausage surprise!
Now, we wondered if sausage surprise is an appealing dish to the people of Stupid Street. Poor Neil, who's working on the show today. Sorry about this, Neil. We sent Neil out onto Stupid Street, offering people the chance to sample his sausage surprise. How many would have a sample, Greg?
Okay, I'm going to go for... What did you... So he went out with a tray, did he? Tray what? Tray bangers?
Just some cocktail sticks okay. With his sausage surprise on.
I'd say five people would have had a nibble.
All right. Charlotte?
I'm going to say four.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out then.
Oh!
Here's Neil from our show offering people on Stupid Street his sausage surprise.
Hello.
Hey.
Would you like to try my sausage surprise?
I'm not really into the whole sausage thing.
No, this is my sausage surprise.
That's not nice.
Hiya.
How would you feel about trying my sausage surprise?
Not really.
Here it is, this is it.
It's all, like, shriveled.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Would you like to try my sausage surprise?
No.
Hello. Would you like to try my sausage surprise?
I'd really like to, actually, yeah. Okay, so do I get to try it?
So, how is that?
Pretty average.
One.
This is my sausage surprise, right here. Look at that.
Oh.
What do you reckon?
Very small.
What would you give it out of 10?
One.
this is my sausage surprise here, right here.
I don't know. If I'm going to a dinner party and I made the effort to dress up, I'm probably expecting a little bit more than kind of like about an inch long.
What would you give it out of 10 then to close?
Probably about a 4.
Would you like to try my sausage surprise?
Okay.
Really? You look a little apprehensive.
A little.
Are you okay? Do you want to see it?
Go on then.
Let me get it out for you. Here it is.
Nice.
No interest then?
I'm afraid not. It's a bit wrinkly for me.
Thanks.
God.
Hello.
Hi.
Would you like to try my sausage surprise?
No.
Why not?
Disgusting.
See,
I think Jean off of EastEnders one was clearly better.
Sausage surprise!
I love that.
Sausage surprise!
I'll put that on my phone.
So that was two, which means Charlotte gets the point.
Oh.
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 What's occurring?
Sausage surprise!
Okay. Only two people tried Neil's sausage surprise. Here's your next situation. Anyone here watch MasterChef?
Yes.
Do you?
It's a great show.
I've never got into it.
The presenters are really annoying, but they're in a brilliant way.
I don't know what channel it's on. I think it's on Watch or something, but MasterChef Australia was on the other day, and they seem to have turned it into Big Brother, where they all live together.
You know what? Genuinely, in Australia, that is one of the biggest shows they've ever had.
Is it?
And on Australian TV, that's one of the biggest shows they've got.
How do you know this?
I know these things.
Right.
But I quite like MasterChef.
They live in a house and stuff. It's completely different to our one.
It is. It's huge, though, over there.
Yeah. Charlotte, are you a big fan?
I do like MasterChef, yeah.
What's not to like, Charlotte? See?
I need to get into this. I know it's probably been on for a long time, and I've not noticed.
Well, it's with the guy who looks like Chappers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Who? Okay, anyway, when they get booted off on MasterChef, often they're quite gutted, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, when they are booted off, they say gutted a lot. In 5 episodes of MasterChef, how many people were gutted, Charlotte?
I'm
going to
go 26.
26? isn't there 3 contestants per week?
What about you, Greg James?
I'm just going to say 10.
10?
No, we'll keep it fair. I'm going to say 10.
Let's find out. I hope, if you've recorded this, it may have a spoiler in it. So just to turn away from your radio now. Here's some people on MasterChef being gutted.
John, tough one.
I do believe I have impressed the judges.
Our winner, Jez.
I'm feeling quite gutted.
Obviously I'm gutted.
Our semi-finalist is Stacey.
Gutted, obviously. I'm feeling gutted that I'm not through, obviously.
I'm sorry. All 3 of you are leaving us.
Bit shell-shocked, kind of... gutted, really.
Jez, I'm sorry.
Gutted to be out at this stage. Obviously very disappointed. I've given it 100% and unfortunately that wasn't quite enough. Gutted.
All right, 6 people were gutted there. Greg, you were right to go lower.
Yeah.
They are. One all.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, our next one is a kind of induction course for new Radio 1 DJs. You know Tom Deacon?
Mm-hmm.
He's brand new on Radio 1, and he's going to be on for the first time 7 p.m. this Sunday on a new show called The 519 Show.
What time's it on?
7 p.m. on Sunday night, right after the official chart show. And, listen, he has got your chance to win N-Dubs tickets for you and 5 of your mates and the chance to meet them before the gig at their sound check.
Wow.
So if you're an N-Dubs fan, listen to the 519 show Sunday night, right after the official chart at 7 p.m. on Radio 1. Good luck with it, Tom. He's a good bloke. Now, obviously we do like to do this with all new DJs, just to try to... get to know him a bit better, and for you, the listeners, to try and get to know him. So today we sent Tom to the pub. Hi, Tom Deacon.
Hey, Scott Mills.
Now, where are you, please?
I'm currently in a pub near Radio 1 at the moment.
Yeah, we've all been in that pub.
And I've been here now for about 10 minutes. I'm halfway through my Pepsi.
Now, this is something that all new Radio 1 DJs have to do. If you look at your contract, it is in there.
Yeah, I've got it here in front of me, Scott. And
right.
It does say that it's underlined in red.
Fern's done it, if that makes you feel any better. Greg's done it. Andy, George, J-Mo, all 3 of them have done it before.
I'm excited more than anything.
You've got a bag that I just gave you, haven't you?
Yes, I do. A kind of woman's bag.
I would now like you to have a look at what's in that bag.
Okay, I'll do this. Here we go. Right, I've opened the bag. It's got... Oh, dear, there's a megaphone in there.
Yeah. Good. How busy is the pub?
There's a couple of people having a nice romantic meal. Well, not far from me.
Now, here's what we need you to do, all right, Tom?
Okay.
I'm going to play you the chorus of a very well-known song.
Okay.
And then what you have to do is repeat the lyrics that you hear over the megaphone in the pub.
Yeah. Right, got you. Okay.
You up for this?
Yeah.
So, ready, Tom?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, so he's in the pub with the megaphone that he's got in his big girl's bag. We've sent him to the pub. So, how many lyrics do you think he could get in? How many lines from the song do you think he can get in before he just can't take any more? Do you want to know what the song is?
Yeah, go on.
Probably help, wouldn't it? It's this.
It's a tune.
It is a tune. But you know what the lyrics are going to be. Charlotte, you aware of this song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, gross. Goes like this. Arguably Dame Bauer's finest work.
Yeah, finest hour.
Hour. So that was Freak Me Another Level. So how many lines can Tom get in before he just has to run away? Greg?
I'm going to say 8. 8 lines.
Eight.
Oh, no, because then the second line's really bad, so 5. I'm going to go for 5.
5?
Yeah.
5 lines of the song?
Yeah.
Charlotte?
I'm going to go for 6.
Nice. Okay. Let's find out now. Here's new boy Tom Deacon in a pub. Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Scott.
Okay, I'm going to play you some song lyrics.
Okay.
It's simple. Just repeat them over the megaphone in the pub quite loud.
Okay.
All right, here we go. What's happening?
Just a lot of bar staff looking at me, and people who are having a romantic meal have just looked up, and I think I've ruined it. Let me do all the things you want me to do. Let me do all the things you want me to do.
And the last line. I don't mean to be annoying, but you weren't right on the last line. It's more like, freaky with you. I'll play it again. Because tonight, baby, I want
to get freaky with you. Oh, no, I've got staff come over and said I'm all right. They've asked me if I'm all right.
What?
I've got bar staff who've asked me, am I all right? I said I was all right.
You are all right, you're fine. You're just doing another level on a megaphone in a pub. You're fine.
Like I always do. What's the line? Repeat it one more time and I'll get this out.
Because tonight, baby, I want to get freaky with you.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Because
tonight,
baby, I
want to
get freaky with you.
Yay! Tom, run!
I've got to get out.
Get out.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye. See, we won't do that to him again, but it's just the kind of thing that you do for new Radio 1 DJs.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you said 6. The correct lines were 5, so
yes.
You win today's...
Oh.
No, you said...
I said 5.
No, you said 8.
No, then I changed it to 5.
Oh. So, is that right? Oh, God. Did you change it to 5, though? Are you just taking advantage of the fact that I'm not very good at scoring? Charlotte, did he change it to 5?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yes.
Because I think he did.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Charlotte, come back tomorrow. I don't want to...
No, that doesn't... No, you've ruined it now.
No, Charlotte,
no, you've ruined it now.
No,
you've ruined it.
Charlotte, come back tomorrow. Yeah?
Well, I'll come back if you have me.
Well, this is uncomfortable, isn't it? Charlotte, come back tomorrow. You might as well. It's the last day of the week to do
not?
It. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though Greg did win, but actually, I was supposed to accept his first answer.
Okay. Well,
seriously, I'm making it all up.
From?
I don't know. I just made it up. Well, I'll speak to you. Speak to you tomorrow.
I'll take your first answer.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?